This is it now. The world famous, highly anticipated, 5-minute sermon. Now, last month it came in at exactly 5 minutes, so I think I've got it properly calibrated with both sufficient content, Barry, while preserving the brevity that makes it so famous. And if I'm not mistaken, even Brian hasn't fallen asleep and fallen out the window during any of these 5-minute sermons, right? Or fallen down the steps yet. That hasn't happened yet. Which, if you remember the story from last week from the book of Acts, and how could you possibly forget any of it? Our own St. Paul spoke so long and apparently was a little boring that a kid fell asleep and fell out the window. Did you hear that story? Yeah. That hasn't happened to us yet, but, you know, there's always time. Now, this sermon will have both content and brevity. It will last exactly 5 minutes. Feel free to time it. But before you start your timers, I did want to do a quick review of the different types of love. This being February and Valentine's Day month, the different types of love is something that we typically will review this month. So the types of love, there's multiple categories of it by different people, but we're going to focus on the three main types. The type of love that's kind of categorized by Valentine's Day is called Eros love or romantic love, right? That's Valentine's Day love, Eros love. Now, incidentally, here's something else, incidentally. Barry told me that anytime I have like a brain fog like that, I should just fall over and pretend to have a stroke. Would that be a good idea? No, don't do that? Okay. All right. So here we go. In addition to that Eros love or that kind of head over heels type of love, you know what, romantic love that we celebrate on Valentine's Day, we also talk about philia love, which reminds you of what city? Philadelphia, right? The city of brotherly love. So philia love is also known as brotherly love. Generally the type of love we have for friends and neighbors, demonstrated by mutual respect and being helpful in times of need and that kind of thing. That's brotherly love, philia love. And then there, of course, is the greatest form of love that there is, which is agape love. Agape love, a love that is so complete and unconditional and selfless that it is best portrayed by God's unconditional agape love for humanity. And hopefully, ideally, agape love is reflected by us in our love back for God and for our children and for others. Agape love, unconditional love. Now, these are the three main forms of love: agape, philia, and eros. And I'm aware that some people, again, slice and dice it into even further additional categories. I know that. But these are kind of the big three. Okay. And in different ways and to different degrees, they do all sort of intersect and overlap in one big, you know, beautiful, one big beautiful four-letter word that we just call love. You know, why overcomplicate it? It's love. And that one word, the word, is what I want to focus on for the next couple of minutes. Love. Okay? All right, start your timers. Now again, you may recall from last week, and again, how could you possibly forget, that we mentioned briefly the opening verses from the Gospel of John. I mentioned them last week. And we heard it again in our Gospel reading today from Kieran. Now remember, John's Gospel is written in a very different style than the first three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John's ultimate objective may be the same as theirs, but his style, his approach is different. You might say it's more almost mystical or symbolic or even poetic than the first three. And we have a perfect example of that in our reading today that we heard from Kieran. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And then the Word became flesh. In other words, that was John's way of describing the nature of Jesus and the birth of Jesus. That was his version of the Christmas story. That's how it all started. There weren't any angels or mangers or wise men, you know, none of that stuff. Just the Word. That's the way he approached it. Okay, but what does that mean? The Word. We know he's referring to Jesus, that's for sure. But why? Why does he say the Word? Well, the original Greek word used here was logos, L-O-G-O-S, logos. And logos most commonly refers to the written word, which is why people often refer to the Bible as the Word. Sure. But in the very beginning, there was no written word, as far as we know, right? So would John have been referring to that? He says, in the beginning was the Word, but there was no written word in the very beginning. So probably not, probably not. Could he have been referring to the spoken word? Not likely, because in Greek, the spoken word is referred to as rhema, R-H-E-M-A, not logos. And John did not use the word rhema, he used the word logos. So did John mean something else, something slightly different? Did John really mean that logos was in fact literally a word? One word. One word that perfectly describes what he was writing about. Because logos can mean that. That's where the word logo comes from. One word or symbol that perfectly describes a subject. And the subject, John's subject, in this case, is God. God who became flesh in the man of Jesus Christ. Could he be perfectly described by one word, by a logo? I think so. And that word was and is love. That's the logo. So in closing, just think of it. John, one of the original 12 disciples, he was one of the sons of thunder, but he became known as the apostle of love and the disciple who Jesus loved. Shortly after he wrote his gospel, probably circa 85 AD, that's when they think it was written, from Ephesus, that's where he was. Shortly after he wrote his gospel, he wrote his first letter, which we read from today. Love is mentioned throughout that letter. But most importantly, John makes a simple three-word declaration which explains the poetry of his gospel and fully reveals the logo of God and Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, John, the sole survivor at that point of the original 12 disciples, and think of it, an eyewitness to all of it from the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He sums it up like this in three words. God is love. Amen.